you know, they had just left. Larry was Radhanath Swami's brother. So he came back, actually, virtually out of the temple. He came back just to so that he can meet all of you.
Be careful what you ask for.
Larry, come and sit up here.
That's okay. I don't deserve such a place of honor, but thank you. Hello. Hello. I'm Radhanath's younger brother. And I've heard for many, many years about his pastimes in India. And I'm finally here. So I think that deserves a round of applause. And now that I'm here, I get to meet such wonderful people, and my hosts have been beyond extraordinary. And I get to actually see and feel and touch and breathe some of the work that my brother has done, and it is quite remarkable. And just like you, I'm humbled at his lotus feet. I really only have a few minutes because my secretaries here have so much lined up for me. I wish I could stay forever. Alas, that's not to be, but hopefully I'll be back soon. But I did spend my life, from the moment I was born, I knew Radhanath Swami. Is this being recorded? Great. More evidence against me. Of course, I didn't know he was Radhanath Swami when I was born, and when he was born, he didn't know it either, I don't think. I knew him as Richie, and perhaps you know that, I don't know. If I'm giving anything away that he doesn't want me to give away, I'm in big trouble. But as children, we shared the same bedroom for 12 years, and we've gotten to a lot of mischief together. We weren't stealing butter, but we were doing things similar. In America, there's other things to do. Equivalent. We were stealing margarine. No, I'm kidding. Anyway. But we really, you know, just briefly, we shared a lovely childhood together, and we grew into adulthood, and at a formative age, back in the 60s in America, of course, people of our generation started to seek out alternative ways of looking at existence and spiritual paths, and so it was for my brother and for me. And we studied meditation together. We spent many, many hours and weeks and months and years meditating together and discussing different philosophies. And then at a certain point, him and his friend Gary, who I've known for almost since I was born, not quite, they went on the journey that I'm sure you're all familiar with. Did you all read The Journey Home?
Yeah.
I'm in it, you know. But anyway, you know, I was always interested in the spiritual path as well, but I think he was a little more serious than I was. And so he disappeared for a long, long time, and we all missed him, because, well, especially me, because he was my big brother, and I missed his companionship, and I missed his influence. I'm a musician, actually, by trade, and he influenced me greatly in a variety of music that he loved, and he seemed to gravitate towards music that spoke of the downtrodden, the blues and such music as that. And part of the reason I do what I do now is because of that influence from my brother. And he finally returned, and there's a song, when he came back to America after all these adventures and after finding Prabhupada and Krishna in this lovely country of yours, he came back to, when he came back, we were living in Miami Beach. And there is a very popular song in America that was recorded by a great singer named Tony Bennett. It's called "I Left My Heart in San Francisco." Well, apparently my brother left his heart in India. So when he came home, the only logical place for him to go was New Vrindavan in the mountains of West Virginia. So he went there, and then I went there, and I followed him. And we lived on top of a mountain at the isolated farm where very few other devotees were, because we loved the beauty and the quiet and the isolation. And he taught me a bit about how to care for the deities and this and that, and we read the Gita and all kinds of lovely things. I milked a few cows. But alas, my path took me elsewhere, but we're still very close as brothers. We always will be. And now you're his brothers as well, and sisters. So embrace that and enjoy the journey home for yourselves. And thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Haribol.